Alrighty, so we are starting a new siman today. Siman Kufman based on page 48. So yesterday, we sort of began the topic in a way at the end of Kufman Aleph, page 48. And that is, yesterday we talked about kreyuksis, that there's certain things in the Torah written one way, but we have a mesorah to read another way. And if the Baal Korah did not read it that way, if he refused to read it that way, we would take stringent measures against such a Baal Korah. So in that vein, so in Kufman Beis we see Kara Vita'a. If a person, Baal Korah read something and he made a mistake. Afil B'diktuk Os Achas, even if it's in one little letter. Mishpura says, like, he missed a letter, added a letter, as we'll see. Machzir Nosa. So we make him go back. That he should read it correctly. They should read it correctly. The Ramah says, the same thing applies not only to the person, right? Remember we mentioned this a few times, that the Machaber is talking about that the person who got the Aliyah himself would read. So the Rama says the same thing applies to what we call Baal Korah. Right? Baal Korah made a mistake. V'davka b'shinui shemishtana al yadeh zeh ha'inyon. And the Rama says, when do we say you go back? You go back, we make him go back. That's specifically if it was something that changes the concept, changes the idea. Aval imtab and nigan atam, but let's say you just made a mistake in the trub, as we call it, obanikud, or in the letters imaksin also. We don't make him go back. Aval korimba, but it's not good. Right, everything should be perfect. Right, you're supposed to. Right, we all know that the trub means something. It's not just for fun. There's ideas behind the trub. You came to Kazan Rabinovich Ashir a few months ago, so you know about that. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out a few things, obviously. One is that when we say he has to go back, so you can't just go back to that one pasuk, right, and just read that pasuk over here. As we know, you have to read at least two psukim together with it. So you have to have, we've seen this idea before, you have to have at least three psukim. We'll see about this later. Let's say we already finished laning. And somebody came out to the Baal Korah and said, you know, like, I think you read that wrong. Like, you can easily picture this. So so again, if it is according to Ramah, something that changed made a change, so then we make him go back and lane it over again. Now, again, not just that word, not just that pasuk, but we make him read two more psukim. In other words, three psukim altogether. Three psukim altogether. Now, again, the Mishnah Berurah goes through a lot of examples of this. Now, we said that if he just made a nekudas difference, you wouldn't have to go back from that, the Rama says. So Mishnah Berurah explains that's not necessarily true. We know sometimes the nekudas can make a very big difference in what the word is. Sometimes the Mishnah Berurah says the same thing would apply. Remember, the Rama also said the nigun. Right, the truck. So the Mishnah Berurah says, well, sometimes the nigun also could change the concept. I mentioned this every year, but it's coming up soon. Sometimes a tiny little change can make a very big difference. In a couple of weeks, when we talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim and the Shabbos Shira, so we say in davening every day. Right before Azar Shir, we say Vayiru Hamas Hashem Vayimina Hashem Moshe Avdo. So, if you look closely, you'll see in your Siddur, it's also in Kumash. There's two yuds. So, in other words, it's a Shva Na, not a Shva Nach. Now, that makes a huge difference. It's a difference between Vayiru, which most people I think say, which means they saw. Now, obviously, Klal Yisrael didn't see Hashem; they were on a high level, but they didn't see Hashem. Rather, it's a Shva Nach. And therefore, it's Vayira'u Ha'anas Hashem. That's a very big difference. Totally. Now, again, we listen very carefully when the Baal Korah lanes, that's a big difference. Right? That's a totally different word. Trap could also make a difference. You all know that Trump is not only Trump, but it's also an accent. So again, there's infinite examples, but the one that you probably heard from me before is we say in Shema. A lot of people say Ve'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. Now, if you look in, I think it's probably in the Chumashim. They probably have the Trump in the Chumashim. See where the Trump is? It's Ve'ahavta. If you say Ve'ahavta, that means the accent on the first syllable. That means you loved Hashem. Ve'ahavta means you should love. Now again, and that's all, you know, you have that throughout Chumash, you know, that something like that type of word, and it makes a difference between whether it's you should or it's past tense, you whatever in past tense. And it's, again, something like that, we make the person go back. That's a fatal flaw, right? Because that's a different word. So therefore, that's, now the Be'er Halacha brings down some opinions that that you won't have to go back no matter what. We'll see about this later. But again, that's... and the Be'er Halacha also brings it down the Vilna Gaon. Even when nothing's changed, the context has not changed, still you make them go back. So again, again, a lot of times we don't do that. But again, if the context has changed, now again, an example not that way is if the Mishnah Berurah says if the Baal Kor made a mistake in a name, in a noun, like Aaron, he said Aaron. You know, you can imagine somebody saying something like that. So you know, again, it's not good, right? Obviously, it's supposed to be perfect, but that would not be a fatal flaw because it's a it's a name, so therefore that wouldn't change the meaning or the context, the meaning. So therefore, we wouldn't make him go back for that again. Okay. Now, obviously, there's a lot more to be said on this, and we'll get into it a little more. Two short halachas, but a lot of ideas here. So, Emirat Hashem, we'll get back to this. Emirat Hashem, bleeding out tomorrow.